It's time for West Texas Roots. Back in the day, it wasn't uncommon to use dynamite rather than heavy-duty machinery to dig up rock. However, it came with its dangers. Philip Compton recalls how he got his fair share of splinters from a dynamite job and why he began using Kubota 4x4s rather than horses while working on his land.
One time I was using this dynamite to blast this tree out of a fence row because I didn't have any other way to get rid of it. And lo and behold, I put a couple of sticks of dynamite under it, and I backed off a little bit, and as I was backing off, it went off. And my wife, what has been 40 years ago, still has found splinters in my back. I guess they just stayed there forever. She still found one just recently. And this, oh, we're talking about this was in the 70s. Nowadays, you can't buy that to save your life. There's no way you can find anybody. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to sell dynamite. I was a 16-year-old kid the day I went and picked up this dynamite in the CB radio days. And when I got down to Higginbotham's and Coleman to get it, they said, now put the dynamite in the back you pick up and the blasting caps in the front and don't use any radios. Of course, a 16-year-old kid, I'd want to listen to music and get on the CB radio and everything, but they said, don't you dare do that. So anyway, it all worked out good. I got home all right. And we used to use it to blast like stock tanks. In our area, you go down 4 feet and you hit a solid layer of sediment rocks. And the key, of course, to have longevity of the tanks is to, I mean, hold more water and hold it longer is to go deeper. So we would drill down through the rock and put dynamite in it, and we'd back off, you know, 100 yards or so at least, and we'd set that thing off, and boy, the rock would go everywhere, you know. Then we'd use a bulldozer to finish ripping it out and cleaning it out. But that's the main reason why we use dynamite. For many years, we rode horses, and we'd ride out, which whenever I was young, there was nothing better than riding out through a pasture on a horse, checking fences, checking cattle, checking wildlife, anything. You know, the worst thing to have is a covey of quail jump up right in front of you or a turkey off a nest. I've had a lot of tumbleweed scare the devil out of horses. You'd think that they'd be used to it, but they're concentrating on working, and they're not focusing on what they're going to step on. Like a rattlesnake. Sometimes a rattlesnake will scare the devil out of a horse, but sometimes you just walk right on by. But I don't ride anymore. I rode about 40 years, and like I say, my last horse died, and I didn't even bother replacing it. Now we ride around side by side. And that's how we operate now, and it is so much easier. They don't eat all the time. They only eat when you turn the key. So in other words, they're the best things to have. So anyway, that's how we operate. We don't even like drive around in our pickups. All of our roads are mostly just for Kubotas. You know, we go everywhere. Anyway, that's all I've ever done all my whole life is work out there on that place. Places, you know, but around here we've got acreage here, acreage there, or acreage over there. We don't have, it's not like one big outfit in one place. Daddy called me like I was a kid, like a bull in a china closet. And I would just, I tore up. Not intentionally, it just happened because that's how you learn. Is you do this, do that, and sometimes you mess up. But the worst thing I ever did one time is I backed up in a barn with my door open, and the door went. We've all done that. So it's not without blemishes. There's always something going to happen out there. But I believe in learning it hands-on. I mean, I read a little bit, but my daddy called it School of Hard Knocks, trial and error. Try it and see what happens. And that's how we've kind of operated our business is, you know, we'll try this, try that. If something works, we stay with it. If it doesn't, we get away from it.
We recorded Philip Compton's story of ranching in West Texas at the Taylor County Expo Center.